Welcome back. In this video, I'm going to take you through my life's journey because stress has defined my life. And I'm sure as I'm sharing some of my life experiences with you, you will be able to relate to this as to something that might have happened to you in your past. The reason my life's journey is important to share is that our stress is a learned behavior. It is something that is created as a result of our environment. So in other words, we are products of our environment. Now, this is not a judgment call on any parent, because I'm sure if you are a parent, you will know that as a parent, you are doing the very best you possibly can. Unfortunately, most parents parent the way that they were parented by their parents. So our behaviors are generally learned behaviors. And much of our experience and who we become, we are products of our history, actually. Products of our environment and products of our history. We are the sum total of our history. And if you just for a moment think about your own life, you might start to notice how this has become apparent for you. And there are many things that we would like to change about ourselves, but we find it really, really difficult. The reason being is that our behaviors are actually part of our subconscious. We might be consciously aware of them, but it's actually our subconscious programming. And just on that, I would like to share with you that our habits, our emotions, our intuition, our creativity, as well as our behaviors are all part of our subconscious mind. And so our subconscious tends to make up 90% of who we are, while our conscious mind is like 10% of us. So if you can imagine, you've got 90% of you pushing up against 10% being your conscious mind. Which do you think is going to win every time? Yes, your subconscious. It's very difficult for 10% of us to be able to push against 90% of us. And this is one of the very reasons why when we make those New Year's resolutions, or we decide we're going to go for a goal and we wish to achieve that goal, our subconscious starts to push against that. And this is perhaps a source of stress for us. That might be true for you too. If you found that you were trying to achieve a goal or a New Year's resolution and you failed to do so, it's because the subconscious feels uncomfortable. We're not trying to change something. And whenever we try and go against what our habits and emotions are used to and our behavioral patterns, this can cause stress for us. Is this something that has happened to you? Is this making sense to you? So my life journey and my stress really started from the day I was born. I was born a forceps baby in an old-fashioned nursing home. Obviously, the doctor who was delivering me decided that a forceps baby was necessary for the simple reason that in order for me to survive as a baby, I needed to be born through the birthing channel under duress. And that stress that I experienced as a forceps baby had a profound impact on my being. Obviously, it wasn't noticed there and then, but if I look back now as a therapist and having the understanding I do, and also understanding mainstream psychology, because there's been a lot of work that has been done in this by psychologists and understanding how our birth, in fact, some will even talk about our pre-birth in the watery world of the womb, that actually is vital in terms of our development. And for me, coming through as a forceps baby, the impact on my life was significant because when I look back, I feel and can notice that things like conflict was something that I avoided. In fact, loud noises, any kind of coercion or forcing or pressure to do something caused me significant stress. And once I understood this years later, in fact, only in the last couple of years, was I able to change that and work with it in a positive way to learn from that experience. But to get back to my forceps birth, I was not born in the presence of my father. He was out on the farm somewhere, and a couple of hours later, he arrived at the nursing home, took one look at me, and apparently screamed, according to my mother, and ran out of the room. Now, he was distraught by what he saw. I had these huge welts down the side of my face from the forceps, and of course, my head was somewhat elongated as a result of being pulled out of the birthing canal like that. Now, those first few years of my life were really traumatic for me. I used to frequently have nightmares, night sweats, wet my bed regularly. At 6 years old, I was shipped off to boarding school because we lived so far away from any kind of community and school. And then by the time I was about 8 or 9 years old, I had already developed duodenal ulcers. Now, just to give you a little bit of background, my father was quite a vocal man, so he shouted a lot. He doesn't consider himself aggressive, but for me, a little child, all that noise that came from him used to terrify me. He also swore like a sailor. And as a result of his loud, booming voice, I used to go into absolute terror. Has this ever happened to you? Have you noticed if you have children that maybe your children respond to shouting, screaming, and they get themselves into some kind of stress? Now, from there, being at boarding school, as I say, I developed duodenal ulcers. One of the other effects of the stress that I was under as a child, it impacted my schoolwork very significantly because I developed a form of dyslexia. And that played a huge role in my life because obviously not being able to accelerate in the classroom impacted my well-being, it impacted my confidence levels, it also impacted my ability to socialize at school. I always felt like I was out on the fringe and not able to communicate as effectively with my friends. And that made me feel very uncomfortable and socially inept to some extent. But the only way I could excel was on the sports field. And as a child growing up on a farm, I was very fortunate to have a lot of horses, and I used to ride a lot. In fact, I would get, for me, there was nothing more rewarding and enjoyable and even relaxing, believe it or not, than getting on a horse and just galloping wildly. I also started running a lot and I started swimming. I had naturally played a lot of hockey and squash and tennis and all of those things as well. Now, you might be aware that exercise has played a profound role in your life as a way to de-stress. Now, for me, this was an innate wisdom that I didn't even understand, that I was channeling a lot of my stress as a child into my sport and utilizing sport as a way of relieving my stress. Fast track, I managed to get through junior school. But just as I was about to qualify to go into high school, my father dropped a clang on us. He'd been having an affair with a woman for many, many years, and my parents ended up divorcing. I was 12 years old at the time. That had a significant impact on me as a child. Obviously, the devastation of a divorce, having a family breakup, my parents separating. At a delicate age of 12 years old, I was prepubescent at that stage, and that had an impact on me. I went into high school, started in high school, but I really felt like I had was on the back foot through high school. Again, my dyslexia was playing out in the classroom, but I used my sport, and I really channeled a lot of effort and energy into the sport, and that was the way I managed to cope. We all have different coping mechanisms. What is your coping mechanism for stress? Is it exercise? Do you go to a gym? Do you need to get on a bicycle and ride? Or are you running marathons and things like that? Or is it that you eat? Perhaps it could even be that you turn to drinking. There are many, many different coping mechanisms. If you understand and know what your coping mechanism is, you can also impact your life quite positively by looking at that coping mechanism. Is it healthy for you or not? So, coming back to my story, I went through high school soon after matriculating. Goodness knows how that happened. On a wing and a prayer, I managed to matriculate. And soon after I matriculated, I ended up marrying, as a very young girl, one of the guys that I had been my boyfriend at high school. But little did I understand the significance, and I can see it now, so many decades later, that I married a man who was very much like my father. Excepting the only difference between this man that I married and my father was that this guy drank a lot. But he was also abusive and violent and loud, aggressive. And I again found myself in a similar situation as I was as a child, experiencing a lot of emotional turmoil and pain. Maybe I forgot to mention that as a child, I used to get a lot of hidings from my father. And I do have one very vivid memory as a child showing my friends my little bruised legs and behind where I had been tanned. Now, that's not to say that I wasn't perhaps deserving of the hiding, but it put a lot of fear in me. So one of the things I want you to recognize with this is that we tend to repeat patterns in our life. Has this happened to you? Have you found yourself going from one negative relationship into another? And that's exactly what happened to me. But as a young girl in my late teens, early 20s, I had no understanding of what I was doing in terms of repeating a pattern. As I say, only now in the last couple of years have I understood these patterns. Remember I said to you in the beginning that our subconscious is where our behaviors are housed and our emotions and habits. That is the patterning that is, we get trapped into the situation. So not long after I'd been married, I ended up getting divorced. And while I was going through a divorce, my only brother was killed in a car accident. And after a few years of losing my brother, we discovered that my mom had cancer and she ended up dying. Now, death and dying is really a tragic thing that anybody and any family has to go through. I just want you to be aware that if you have lost anyone close to you, the significant impact that that stress can have on your life, and that that can change you as a person. Now, I didn't understand at the time of losing my brother and losing my mom the significant impact that that had on my life. There were times that I felt like I was on an emotional roller coaster up and down. I went through very severe depression as a result, and I also was in denial. Has this happened to you? Because this could be a source of your underlying stress that you're not aware of. Now, I'm very grateful, and I say this quite sincerely, 30 odd years later, having lost my mother and my brother, because that path that my life ended up taking took me on a whole different journey. I ended up becoming a trained hospice caregiver as a result. I ended up understanding death and dying, which I was in denial of back at the time of loss. But years later, I started understanding what the significance was. Now, there's only one guarantee in life. I'm sure you'll agree. We're all going to die at some point. But in losing my brother tragically in a car accident, he was there one moment and gone the next. And my mother, over a long period of time, and succumbing to cancer and seeing her literally going downhill before our very eyes, gave me a really good understanding about death and dying. And it also, in my years of being a hospice-trained caregiver, also gave me the ability to be able to sit with families and to be with them at that moment of somebody that they were loving and caring for who was dying, and even sit with patients who were dying. Now, this gave me a very big understanding about the significance of stress and trauma. And really, trauma is stress, and stress is trauma in a different way. So I share this with you, not for me to go on some pity party, but maybe your own life has taken a very similar path to mine. Have you experienced this kind of trauma in your life? Because if you have, this could well be a source of your stress currently, especially if you haven't dealt with it. Now, the way I dealt with the loss of my brother and the loss of my mum was I completely immersed myself in running. And as I mentioned to you in the beginning, as a child, I used to do a lot of running. And I hadn't done for a long time, so I started getting back into running. But this time I was a lot more obsessive with my running. And instead of just running 3 to 5 kilometers, I ended up doing a lot of marathons. Now, the amount of running that I was doing took a huge impact on my physical body. Yes, I was pleased with my running results because I was able to do many, I completed many Two Oceans runs. I completed Comrades. I had a number of Argus cycle tours under my belt as well. I even climbed Kilimanjaro at that time as well. So in a way, I was using the energy, which was really adrenaline coursing through my veins. I was using running and cycling and mountaineering as a way of expending that energy. But I did not realize the physical impact that that had on my body. As a result, I ended up getting adrenal fatigue. Have you heard of adrenal fatigue? Because a lot of people don't understand that when your adrenaline is coursing through your veins at such a high, there's so much of it, that your adrenal glands start to fail. As a result of the adrenal fatigue, I ended up with what is commonly known and understood to be chronic fatigue, or CFS, chronic fatigue syndrome. Some people call it a yuppie flu even. There are various names in the marketplace depending on where you are in the world. But that was the impact of all of my historic stress that I had never dealt with. Now, I share this with you because I want you to look at your own life. Think about the impact that stress has had on you. How have you used that stress? How have you managed to get rid of that stress? There are many different stress relieving techniques today that are available. For instance, meditation. Others are eating correctly, proper eating, hydrated body. In other words, drinking a lot of water, going for walks. But you don't have to push yourself as hard as I did. So if you are one of those people who does a lot of sport, please just be mindful of how far you're pushing your body. Are you in denial of the emotions that are sitting there? Are you aware of any past traumas that you haven't dealt with? Because that will be creating unnecessary stress for your body. Just as I shared my life history with you, perhaps your life has been on a similar path or even different. But I want you to think of those stresses that you experienced as a child. How are those stresses, how have they shaped your life today? Because they have significantly more than you're giving credibility to. How has your experience as a child changed who you are and made you who you are today? Does some stress from your past still impact you today if you think about those events? Now, in my book, I have at least 16 different exercises that you can do and use in day-to-day situations. I also have 50 different lifestyle exercises that I share, or lifestyle techniques rather. I want you to go and have a look in the chapters of my book that cover those, because perhaps you can utilize those in your life. But there's one extra tool that I've included in my book that for me has been a significant game changer. And that is the audio technique that I showcase in my book. It's a free download. I have the links in my book and you can go and download it. You will receive 2 audios that you can listen to. Choose whichever one feels comfortable. They're basically the same. It's just that there are certain techniques about the audios that you need to be aware of. Please listen to the instruction before you start to utilize the audio. Now, just as I've shared my life story with you, you can use the audio component and now go back to your history and start clearing it. And that will make a significant difference in your life in terms of how you respond to stress. As I mentioned to you, when I was a young girl, shouting, loud noises, banging, any kind of conflict would absolutely make my body go into a state of terror, which is why I ended up with the duodenal ulcers. Think about those life experiences that you've been through. And maybe some of them are more recent and more traumatic the more recent they've been. Use the audio process to clear those experiences. But if you don't have the time right now, take one of the techniques. And in my next video, I'll be sharing some exercises and techniques with you. Take one of those and work with those to see if that can reduce the impact of stress. Do you remember in the previous video, I shared with you how stress shows up in your body? Now, what you can do, think about a historic stress. Allow those physical feelings to come up and then use the audio or the exercises to clear that stress. I look forward to seeing you in the next video, and let's see how we can change that for you. Thank you.